In southern Iraq, halfway between Baghdad and the Persian Gulf, and 20 kilometers to the west of the city of Nasiriyah, a massive blocky structure rises above the sand flats. It is approached by a dusty tarmac road lined by rusting lampposts, slanting electricity poles, and roll after roll of barbed wire. A few hundred meters to the south is Talil Air Base, a vast military complex covering an area of over 30 square kilometers and surrounded by 22 kilometers of security perimeter. Once the home of Iraq's Soviet-built MiG fighter squadrons, Talil was seized by U.S. forces in March 2003 and held until December 2011. The huge building is visible from almost every corner of the base. Over the years, American soldiers were taken on guided tours, a rare chance to leave behind the Pizza Huts, Burger Kings, and Taco Bells that had sprung up around their living quarters, and to experience the culture and history of the country they were occupying. The structure on the edge of the airbase is made from baked mud bricks held together by bitumen, the semi-solid form of petroleum that occurs naturally throughout Iraq, a residue from the country's vast oil deposits. At first sight, it most resembles a giant sand castle. Three staircases, each of 100 steps, converge at a single point below the top of the building, the facade for an even larger block of bricks behind, rising inwards to a wide, flat roof. In the original design, this was merely the first and largest layer of a building that continued skywards in a series of step terraces, decreasing in size towards the summit. Today, only this base remains. In the shadow of the walls, a ramshackle hut once sold souvenirs to the U.S. soldiers. From the top, you can see for miles across a flat and near-empty desert plain, the dry wastes between the rivers Tigris and Euphrates. This place was once known as Mesopotamia, from the Greek meaning land between the rivers. What did those American troops think about when they were out there? Their guides may have told them that they were standing on the remains of one of the world's first skyscrapers, a temple at the heart of what was one of the largest cities on Earth. Indeed, that they were standing on the building that may have inspired the legend of the Tower of Babel. And the reason those soldiers were there, to put it in the crudest terms, was because in America, in what is currently one of the greatest cities on Earth, two colossal towers had been destroyed by an act of deliberate and catastrophic violence. From their high vantage point, the soldiers would have been able to see, had they known what they were looking for, the place where it all began. 12 miles to the south, in the heart of the Iraqi desert, is a jumble of sand mounds concealing the world's urban Eden, the first ever city. That prototype city, and the cities that followed, brought people together as never before. They made them live in complex, cooperative societies, which needed new ideas to keep the people in order. Government, law, organized religion, writing, art, and architecture. Cities gave birth to civilization. But as they accumulated wealth and increased in size, they had to be defended and fought for. Rulers soon learned that they could increase their power by taking other cities by force, then subordinating them to the will of the greatest one, the capital. From the start, cities, and the architecture they created, went hand in hand with war.